contestant speaker will be Lubna Hassan-Bakis, and the title of her speech is A Journey Through Time, Favors of Allah That We Deny.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Lubna, and today I'm going to take you on an expedition through some of the favors of Allah. There was a time when nothing existed, a time when time itself did not exist. Now I want you to close your eyes and imagine what that would look like. The moment before the beginning of the creations, the point before the formation of time, space, and matter. Think about it. Most people probably saw a blanket of black. That's emptiness. What existed before anything was created was nothingness, a state that us humans can never imagine. It is one of Allah's many secrets, which only He knows. For millions of years, animals had the freedom to roam around as much as they liked. There was not even a trace of humans on earth because we didn't even exist. Allah reminds us of this very fact in the first ayah of Surah Al-Insan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا صدق الله العظيم. Has there not been over man a period of time when he was not a thing worth mentioning? Then came the day when Allah created the humans. Today, the same humans who did not exist, who Allah created, are challenging the supremacy of Allah, claiming that life on earth was an accident. But too many things are perfect for it to be a coincidence. Take our place in the solar system, for example. We are the third planet from the sun. Imagine if we were one place ahead, where Venus is. The average surface temperature on earth is around 14 degrees Celsius. The average surface temperature on Venus is around 460 degrees Celsius. That's 410 degrees hotter than the temperature of our deserts. Now say we were one step back, where Mars is. The typical temperature would be around minus 63 degrees Celsius. Is it just a coincidence that we are in the perfect location in the whole solar system, or is it the precise engineering of our Creator? Which is it of the favors of your Lord that you deny? Think of the moon. Do you think it's important only because of our lunar calendar? Oh no. Allah has created the moon with a far greater significance. The presence of the moon in the Earth's orbit creates tides, which provides a powerful circulation of the oceanic waters and provides oxygen to all forms of life in the sea, providing us with food. Without tides, the sea would become a large mass of stagnant and stinky water, not supporting any form of life. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that you deny? Did you know that the presence of the moon stabilizes the axis of the earth? In the absence of the moon, the earth would wobble and tip over as it orbits around the sun. This would have caused extreme seasons, dangerously hot summers followed by equally cold winters. Life would not have been an option. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that you deny? Have you ever thought of the importance of iron? Do you think iron is only important for humans for making pots and pans? Allah says in the Quran, in Ayah 25 of Surah Al-Hadid, we sent down iron in which there are many benefits for mankind. This metal is produced only in the core of exploding stars. The iron that we have on earth was literally sent down. This metal has a much greater significance to the very existence of humans and warm-blooded mammals. Our body needs iron to produce hemoglobin in our blood. Hemoglobin is the red blood cells that carries oxygen across the body, which is essential for life. Now think of this. Even if all the conditions on earth was perfect, without oxygen, life would not have been possible. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that you deny? Iron resides in the earth's core. It acts like a giant dynamo, creating the magnetic field that protects the earth from harmful X-rays and gamma rays from the sun. Without this magnetic field, the earth would be destroyed in a split second, Not even a bacterium would survive. Which is it of the favors of your Lord that you deny? There are tons of favors that Allah has granted us. Each and every one of them is important. It has a great significance in our lives. If one of them is removed, life on earth would be an absolute impossibility. As Allah says in Surah Luqman, if all the trees on earth were pens and the seas and seven more were ink, we would still not be able to write down all of His favors. For the non-believers, these are signs for them to ponder. For us believers, these are signs of the magnificence of Allah. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, let us all submit to our Creator, the Lord of glory and the Lord of mercy. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, thank you very much. Our next